This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want you to become T-Hack.
Yeah. Hack it up.
Sure. Yeah.
We want your hacks. Now, they can be... We were going to do hotel hacks, but I think we got to cast a wider net.
Yeah.
Like Jelly Roll had a couple of really good hotel hacks, and we'll give those real quick. But like any life hack in the world, we would take. The hotel hacks from Jelly Roll, one of them is illegal.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
it is.
But smart.
Okay.
It feels weird to call it illegal. Maybe just like really frowned upon.
No, it's illegal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like officially?
Of course it is. You're not staying at the hotel.
I guess.
So he would park out in front of like a Hampton Inn or one of the cool hotels. Nothing, we're not talking trash about the hotel itself. One of the hotels that has a continental breakfast. I love those places because you go down, you can smell the sausage. Mm-hmm. They make your own waffle thing.
Oh, yes.
And there's yogurts and muffins and just all the things.
Apple juice always hits so much harder. I don't know what it is.
Because you're hungover.
It's like, well, I mean, even when I was 8, I wasn't that hungover.
Oh, okay.
It still hit hard.
So,
like, this is strong stuff.
You wait until that has started, and then you and a couple friends kind of walk through the lobby, but you got to walk in like you own the joint and be like, hey, guys, I'll meet you up in the room. I'm going to grab a muffin. And then they go like, oh, no, I'll grab something with you. And then the hotel desk clerk is like, were they? I don't remember if they're guests or not.
Are
they checked in at night? I think you're a little more obvious if you're like a 7,000-pound face tatted dude. They might go like, I'd remember if you checked in.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, he jelly
Unless
roll would
someone
leave an impression.
Unless someone else was working. And
yeah,
it was
I guess. Yeah. But then you go in and get free. You get the free continental breakfast by pretending you're staying at one of the hotels that has it.
A little unethical, but it's a hack.
100%. The other hotel hack is, and I've fallen for this a billion times, I'm going to try this from now on. I will go out, party, come back to the hotel, buy the ramen, whatever, from that stupid little shop they have behind. You're just like trying to microwave some, just like soak up the alcohol. And then at 10:30 in the morning when it's 11 o'clock checkout, you're like, I still got to shower and pack. So you call down to the front desk and go, can I get a late checkout? And they're always like, no, we have lots of guests, sir. We cannot give you a late checkout. Sorry. And then you got to scramble and just throw all your dirty clothes in there and go down in the lobby. Jelly Roll says, as you're wandering back into the hotel room at 3 in the morning from the bar and you're buying your ramen and Snickers and peanut M&Ms, you go, hey, I need a late checkout. And that night clerk gives zero Fs. And they're like, no problem, Mr. Roll.
Yeah. Hey, they call me that too.
And they just... And then it's in your system. You have to call Karen in the morning. You go, can I have a late checkout? Your late checkout.
Karen might have been telling the truth because everyone else got the late checkout prior, so they might not have room.
That's true.
You're right.
It's absolutely true. I've done it before. My buddy owns hotels. Anytime we'd be at staying, we'd roll in late and always stop and talk to them. And also the night...
It's a different person.
They're nice. Yeah. And then they kind of like... They're lonely because it's no one ever comes at night.
Yeah. So
chat them up.
Exactly. They like it. And then they're nice. You mess with them. You have fun. Joke around. And then they give you the late checkout.
Okay, so these are two incredible hacks, but we need cooking hacks.
Three, if you include me as an incredible hack. No?
Life hack, if you leave him alone without any encouragement, maybe he'll stop. If you have a life hack that you want to share with us, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I don't know if this one's well known or not, but it has changed my life personally, and I'd like to share it. So, my wife and I are very stringent on our, when we shower, we have a glass door in the shower, and we have a squeegee in the shower. We squeegee every single time we shower.
You do?
Yes, every single time.
I have the squeegee, but I don't. I'm like,
really?
But it's just too much work.
And then it gets all kind of, it gets scummy eventually, right?
Yeah.
Like, just a little, even when we squeegee, it still gets kind of scummy.
Yeah, you're right, but
and
I just,
you scrub
like
and scrub
somebody
and scrub.
Else's problem.
Well,
all right. Okay.
For those of us who take
this side of the, the table,
this side of the tracks.
I'm sorry. You're right.
But it still eventually gets kind of scummy, and you can scrub and scrub and scrub. It doesn't really come off. But if you make just a little mixture, it's vinegar and then just a little bit of dish soap, and then you just splash it on, and it just, you don't even wipe it. It just
really,
it just runs. It just comes off.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Do you have to let it sit and soak?
No. So we just get like
what vinegar? White wine vinegar? Red wine vinegar?
We're balsamic. Asking the wrong person.
Yeah, I don't know. It's in the bowl my wife hands me to then go clean. But you just
if you're
going to
give a life hack, dude. Well,
vinegar. I don't know.
I'm guessing
there's lots
I'm
of
guessing
different
it's
kinds.
White.
Just regular white vinegar.
Yeah, just white. Just a big tub that we got.
Okay.
You know, with a little dish soap.
You are worthless sometimes.
No, I clean the shower.
You just flick it up there, but you don't know what's in it. So like Dawn dishwashing soap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It and just vinegar.
Get like a sponge. It just wipes off.
It's clear, the mixture, sort of.
Sort of, yeah. Okay. Yeah, a little bubbly.
Well, but you'd know if it was balsamic. It'd be like brown. Yeah.
I don't know if he knows what balsamic is.
I'd be dipping bread in it.
He knows what it is.
He does.
He's been to Olive Garden.
Come on. Of course I know.
You know, we were talking about hiccups the other day, and I don't think ever got to the true life hack thing.
It
was a true doctor that came out and said drops of lemon juice on your uvula. And I don't know how you fire it back there, but it's sort of like...
We needed like a spray gun.
Yeah, just like have a Banaca canister with like and just like
I used to always have a Banaca in my pocket.
No, but like,
I've
just
never even heard of that.
It's the breath spray.
Oh
yeah, a makeout party could break out at any time,
not with you around.
Well, the
I got the vinegar, baby. For what? so it's I'm sorry, it's lemon juice on your uvula. Like he says,
it shocks you.
It like he thinks it resets your like esophagus, it resets your diaphragm. So it's like, just have a little, and if you don't have that, just like, I don't know, maybe like open your mouth and squeeze a lemon. Cause you know, when you squeeze a lemon, when you're trying to squeeze a lemon, like into a drink or something, mm-hmm. like you get water and it's like, it literally goes everywhere except where you want it.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So try to squeeze a lemon into a water and just open your mouth.
Perfect.
And I think it'll just
okay.
And it'll fly in.
Can we say how many times can we say uvula?
Quite a bit. It's okay. Uvula is just the weird thing hanging down in your throat.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Is there any other hacks we need before we take calls? No. Perfect. I wanted to say one about like fogging up goggles. It's so stupid. This is a life hack. And it's kind of adjacent to your vinegar and whatever. If you are a diver or a snorkeler, they will sell you anti-fog juice. And it's not cheap. And you put it on, like Bausch & Lomb makes it, and you can put it on and you rub it on your goggles. And then like when you're snorkeling, then they don't fog over.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Toothpaste. You just have a little daub of toothpaste and then rub it on the inside. They'll never fog up. Hmm. And you know what toothpaste is? Considerably less than Bausch & Lomb, anti-fog, scuba.
Another close one that I actually learned from one of the salespeople here, because her daughter swims. Hmm. And you know, when you're in all of the chlorine, your eyes burn.
Yes.
So fill your goggles with milk and put your eyes in them. Open your eyes. I'm not even joking. And it gets
rid
of the burn.
This one feels super dangerous. I'd rather do the jelly roll, break into a Hampton Inn before I'm going to put milk in my eyeballs.
Yeah,
you're being
is that
serious?
Real?
Yes, I'm.
You open your eyes in milk.
Yeah, and it's no
this
longer burning.
This is the first time I've ever put a disclaimer on this show. Don't do that one. Yeah. We've suggested some stupid crap, but milk eyes feels like.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I swear. She swears by it. I trust her.
Yeah, but have you seen her do it? Or do you think she's
I've
just messing with you?
I've seen pictures of her daughter doing it.
She's waiting for you.
Why
to like
would she
send
her
a frantic text going, I did the milk eyes, you liar.
No. She has her own daughter doing
it. So wait, are you doing it like at the pool?
I'm not.
You're at the Gaylord.
Yeah, great.
There's a whole bunch of tourists out there and you're like, oh, my eyes. And like,
well, no, because you're not spending that way. It's when you're like in the clubs or whatever, and you're actually competing and you're in the water for
a
lot.
I guarantee you Michael Phelps has never milk-eyed.
Let's ask him.
Michael?
Chocolate milk.
Let's see if he's here. Oh, he hung up.
He did do a Got Milk campaign, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my God.
This is so stupid. All right, if you have a legitimate, ethical, healthy life hack, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Hack hacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
No, this reminds me of Scott's Tots. We can't do
yes.
that.
Yes, Mrs. Scott, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Make our dreams come true. Mrs. Scott, what you gonna do? Okay, we'll come up with a theme song.
I'm way more capable than Michael Scott. Give me some credit. Some credit.
Okay. So we're doing hacks. What's your hack? Mike?
Yay.
What's your hack?
My life hack will literally save your life.
Okay.
All right. Look both ways before you cross the street.
This isn't a hack. That's an actual. That's just a thing.
No.
Pedestrian has the right of way. You lock them up and get you stop. You are not allowed. Oh, yeah. Is that really what you called with? Your hack is look both ways before you cross the street.
You think that it's not a hack? I'm behind the wheel for 8 hours a day. And you would think that people have never heard this or have no sense of self-preservation.
How many people have you killed so far today?
Oh, my. I've almost killed two.
Wow.
Actually, and they were right by the college because they just walk across the street where even there's no light.
Okay.
Just going, okay, I
this
need
to go
there.
This is more of a pro tip than a life hack. We're looking for something where you're like...
But it can save your life.
You're
I'll
right.
give him that.
That's a good one. Thank you, Mike. Mm-hmm. I'm just like,
before,
to me...
I got to remember before.
Have you seen the one where you put your old wine bottle in your shoe?
No.
Yes. What do you do that for, though? What
if you? I do that. I used to do this all the time. We'd go to a hotel.
Oh, when
and it's
you
like,
don't
just
have
as we're walking out of the house, it's like, hey, babe, let's grab a bottle of wine for the hotel. And you throw it in your backpack and you get to the hotel and you're like, I bring a wine opener. So you like get the foil off of it and then you put it in your shoe and you're like, poof, poof, and you beat the wine. You don't want to beat the wine on the wall because it's going to break the wall. But the shoe, you can kind of, and then it slowly kind of pushes the cork out to the point where you're like, ah!
Grab it. Okay.
And then, yeah.
Ah, good to know.
That's a life hack. Not okay. Cross, look like knowing how to cross it. Okay. Michelle.
Yay.
Life hack, what's yours?
Well, I originally started with sleep being the way that I dominate. If I can just sleep, that's like my life hack, which is rare to get. But I also got to say that just having some like multiple changes of clothes for any occasion in the back of my car is the best option because I am busy all the time.
I just started doing this. I literally right now could go hike or go to a nice restaurant based on what's in the back of my car.
Nice.
Oh, you've got both. Okay.
I do. I forgot to bring a hat. Because I was thinking about doing Red Rocks tomorrow morning.
We can grab one.
Yeah. And you need the shade.
Mm-hmm. So do you have underwear too? As part of those outfits?
Yeah, but I mean, who needs it?
My life when you're hiking, I hope you.
Those are what I go through quicker. You never... I don't change full outfits. Just
Chris?
Yay.
What's your life hack?
Usually when I'm at work, I try to find the people that have the most amount of children in their family and figure out what their phone number is. And then when I go to King Super's gas pumps, I put their phone number.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they've been racking up points.
Right. Sometimes $1 every time I go in off of every gallon.
I'm going to tell you guys
unethical.
This. Here's a secret.
What?
Use mine.
Because you have a Tesla.
I spend so much money at King Supers, and I drive a Tesla.
Most people aren't as dedicated to the gas stations they go to, so usually I don't feel bad about it. Why would they have so many points on there when I go and use it?
Oh, it is diabolical, because it's not like you ever really know how many points you just every time you check, it just tells you, and you accept it. You
Here's
just go, okay,
the funny
I guess that's
thing,
right. You're not.
If you live in a small enough town... Like our old producer, Little D, lived in like Rifle or something. Everybody's phone number is like 970-555 and then 1234, 1235. So he would just go to the pump and go, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, 40 cents off. Nope, cancel. Just keep going. You just keep hitting until you, because everybody's phone number is, as soon as you hit $1, Yahtzee, fill it up. Melanie? What's your life hack?
So my life hack is when you go to pick a perfect avocado and you grab the ones that are like super squishy and you think, uh-oh, this one is not good. If you pull that little brown knobby thing off the top and it's bright green, it's a perfect avocado.
I have heard that.
I've never heard of this in my life.
Yeah.
Really, it's never failed me. Food Network or something somewhere, but it has...
So even if it's mushy...
Yes.
If it's green when you pull the knobby off...
Yep.
Okay. If you pull that, I feel like we can apply this to a lot of different areas of my life.
Do they let you pull the knobby off in the store?
Yeah, you don't want to do it when nobody's... Nicole?
Yay!
What's your life hack?
Well, most people, when they want to get their jewelry clean, they'll head down to the jewelry store and they put it in that contraption and it's all a big deal. And I just use my Instapot. When I release the steam, I'll hang my jewelry over the steam and it gets it just as clean.
Really?
What?
Are you being serious?
Yes. I just put my rings on a fork. And I put it over the...
Okay.
This is exactly what we're looking for,
but like... I was going to buy a sauna, but I just put 14 Instapots into my bathroom. I'm running a jewelry cleaning business.
I would be concerned about mixing up the forks when you got the Instapot going and you eat the ring fork. <It's> like...
Alyssa.
Yay.
What's your life hack?
If you make your knife wet, it makes it so you don't cry when you're cutting onions.
That's all you need to do?
That is not true.
I feel like that's dangerous.
No more dangerous than being in a bathroom with an Instapot.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.